Good morning. From the sound of things, everybody's happy to be here and to meet with their friends. And that's great, because that's what it's all about. We are here in the house of the Lord on the Lord's Day, and by being here, each and every one of us will be richly blessed. And you could say we're already blessed by the richness of the fellowship that we're in, talking one with another and rejoicing in the presence of Christ our Saviour. I'll hand you over now to my friend here, young Daniel. Thank you.
Morning. Just refer you to the back of your bulletin for some of the announcements. The CCC annual report is going to be put together this week and be in our mailbox shortly. And today is the deadline for those submissions. And if you haven't submitted your stuff, you deal with Michelle. Okay, so make sure you get those in. Just notice next Sunday is potluck lunch after the service. And on the 30th is a reminder of the annual church meeting, and that goes at 7:30. And I believe that's Wednesday, yes. There was a gold earring that was left after Vera Reed's celebration of life funeral, and that earring is in a little bag, and it's just put out in the foyer, and it's up on the bulletin board. Are there any other announcements? It's not Peter's, so anybody else can lay claim. Don, is it yours? No. Okay. So that eliminated two people anyway. Thank you.
Check your earrings, boys. I need to let you know that recently a lady of this area has passed away, and some of you may know her. Her name is Ruth Burton, formerly Ruth Noble. Ruth Noble, she has passed away, and her memorial service will be held here at our church on Saturday, the 19th of January, which is coming Saturday, and that's at 2 o'clock. That's a memorial service for Ruth Burton. You would probably know her as Ruth Noble. Okay. We worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. We come now before his presence in silence. We read in the book of Isaiah, chapter 42 and verse 1, "Behold, my servant whom I uphold, my elect one, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the Gentiles." I'd like to invite Youth Praise to come on up now and lead us in our approach choruses. Thank you.
Called 10,000 Reasons. It's an appropriate song, and we need to practice it a little more, all of us.
Bless my Lord, oh my soul. So worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship
Dance, said he, and I'll lead you all wherever you On a Friday when the sky turned black, and it's hard to dance with the devil on your back. Buried my body and they thought I'd gone, but I am an empty vessel.
Big thank you to Youth Praise for that, and wow, a special thank you to Jessica, our fiddler. I was waiting to see her dancing around the platform. Good job, that was great. Excellent, lovely lead into our worship service this morning. So shall we now bow our heads and join together in prayer? Let us pray. Almighty God, gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we thank you, Father, that we have this great privilege and this wonderful joy of being able to come together in your house on this your day. And as we feel, Lord, when we come here, that we are surrounded by your love, we are filled with the joy of your presence, and we are so thankful. Our hearts are overflowing, Lord, because we have so much in our lives to thank you for that we don't really know where to begin. And so we pray, Father, once again, that you will look right into our hearts, and you will see that the joy that we feel for you and for your love for us and for all that you do for us. Bless us this day, Lord, as we worship. We worship you in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord, as Jesus taught us to pray, when we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory for ever and ever. Amen.
The Old Testament reading this morning comes from Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 to 7. But now this is what the Lord says, He who created you, Jacob, he who informed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba in your stead. Since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give people in exchange for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bring your children from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. And our responsive reading comes from Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O you mighty ones, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due to his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. Yes, the Lord splinters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes them also skip like a calf, Lebanon and Sirion like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord divides the flames of fire. The Lord sat enthroned at the flood, and the Lord sits as king forever. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace.
Come now to the celebration of Holy Communion. And of course, everyone who loves the Lord Jesus Christ is welcome to participate in this great celebration of the Lord Jesus Christ's love for each and every one of us. Now we're going to, where do we sing yet? We sing, have you got the communion hymn there,
yes.
Peggy?
Yeah,
yep. We stand and we sing our communion hymn number 255 in the Red Book, We Remember You.
Join me in prayer. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts be open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen.
We continue in prayer. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the body of our Saviour Jesus, which was broken for us, and to drink of his blood, which was shed for us, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. Thank you.
The Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes."
You that do truly and earnestly repent of your sins, and are in love and charity with your neighbors, and intend to live a new life, following the commandments of God, and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith, and take this holy sacrament to your comfort, and present yourself in all humility before Almighty God. Would the elders please join me? The Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross, that you and I might have life, and he rose again. This is the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was broken for you, to preserve you unto everlasting life. Take, eat, and be thankful. The blood. Jesus Christ. Jesus died on the cross, but he rose again in victory. This is his blood shed for you. Would you be free from your burden of sin? Jesus' blood shed for you. Take, drink, be thankful. Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. We bow our heads in prayer. Almighty and gracious Lord, for this blessed communion we give you thanks. And we ask that by your body and that by your blood, that we may be made strong in your spirit. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant to you his peace. Amen. Happy to welcome once again to the platform Youth Praise, who will lead our worship in special music. Thank you.
precious thing to give away, and the last thing on your mind today, it always goes to those that don't deserve. It's the opposite of how you feel, when the pain they cause is just too real. It takes everything you have just to say the word forgiveness. Forgiveness. It flies in the face of all your pride, and it moves away the man inside, and it's always anger's own worst enemy. Even when the jury and the judge say you got a right to hold a grudge, it's a whisper in your ear saying set it free. Forgiveness. 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 Unlovable. Show me how to reach the unreachable. Help me now to do the impossible. Forgiveness. Forgiveness. Help me now to do the impossible. Forgiveness. What its power can do. So let it go and be amazed by what you see through eyes of grace. Every person who really frees is you. Now to do the impossible. Forgiveness. I want to finally set it free. So show me how to see what your mercy sees. Help me now to do what you gave to me. Even when jury and the judge say you got a right to hold a grudge, it's a whisper in your ear saying set it free.
Once again, when our youth praise come up here, I find myself looking at them and going, wow. What a beautiful blend that was of the musical instruments, the voices, delivering a powerful message. Thank you. That was excellent. Thank you so much. I think the children are leaving for Sunday school right now. Sounds as if they're keen to go. And we who are left will stand and sing to the glory of God, the hymn number 8, Praise to the Lord the Almighty, the King of Creation. No, we won't. We'll have the offering. Your gifts for the work of God in this church and throughout the world will now be received, and then we'll sing a hymn. Thank you. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, we are ever thankful for your grace and your goodness to us. And so we come to you now, Lord, and we bring these our gifts, which are but humble tokens of our gratitude. But we ask you, Lord, to accept these gifts and to accept the givers, for we dedicate them all to the extension of your kingdom here on earth. For Jesus' sake, amen. Thank you. I bet you have no idea what we're going to do next. Now we stand and we sing to God's glory, the hymn number 8, Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of Creation.
Praise him, for he is thy help.
Have you ever felt the benefit in your life of the prayers of other people? Let's have a show of hands. It should be all up. We all have. We are graced by good friends who care for us, and we have a blessed Lord who answers prayers. He answers them all in his time. And this is the power that God has given to you, the power of prayer. And you can do no greater thing for those who you know of who are having a tough time with life than to pray for them. God answers and responds to all of your prayers. We bow our heads and join together in prayer. Let us pray. We thank you, Almighty and gracious Father, for this great privilege of prayer, for the honour that you give to us to approach your throne of mercy and grace in the sure knowledge that you will not only hear our prayers, but that in your time you will answer them. How well you know us, Lord. You, Lord, see us as we really are, and not as we hope everyone else sees us. Before the world, we attempt to present an image of self-confidence, of coping with life, of being in control. But you, Heavenly Father, know us as we really are. You know us, Lord, and you know how we do not meditate and pray as we ought. And so we do not understand your will in matters we have to deal with. You know, Lord, that we do not study your holy word as we should. Therefore, we are not fortified to resist the temptations that surround us. You see us, Father, when we fail to respond to the needs of those around us, and as we fail to share the wonders of life. Forgive us, Father, for trying to handle life without you. We ask you, Lord, to open our hearts this morning that we might allow you to come in and allow you to truly become the Lord of our lives, that we might gain a knowledge of your will for us. Help us, Lord, to know your purpose, to know your peace, and to know your love, to help us to manage life day by day. We pray, Father, for our families, especially those who struggle with the problems of life. We pray, Lord, for our young people as they deal with making decisions in their lives. We pray that they may know your presence, sustaining and guiding them to the right choices. Father, we ask you to grant stability to each of our families and wisdom sufficient to handle and to manage all of those ups and downs of life. Lord, be with those who suffer in any way. We all have friends and acquaintances who we worry about. And right now, Father, we whisper some of their names before your throne of grace. We pray in silence. Use each of us, Lord, to lift the fallen, to love the unlovely, and to bring joy to the world. Grant us, Father, the grace of your presence in the week ahead, with strength sufficient to be your presence to all whom we meet in every situation that we find ourselves in. We pray in the name of Christ our Saviour, and for his sake. Amen. And so we listen now to the word of the Lord.
Gospel reading today is from Luke chapter 3, verses 15 through 17 and verses 21 through 22. The people were waiting expectantly and were all wondering in their hearts if John might possibly be the Messiah. John answered them all, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I will come, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." When all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And as he was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." And the epistle is from Acts chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. When the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to Samaria. When they arrived, they prayed for the new believers there that they might receive the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit had not yet come on any of them, they had simply been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John placed their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Phil. You can rest now. We've worked you hard enough today. Thank you so much. And now we stand again and we sing once more to the glory of God. The hymn 381, "Open My Eyes That I May See." Service began this morning, Alan Van Arnum came over to me and he said in a very serious voice, "Is the sermon going to last very long today?" He says, "Because if it is, I need to change the candles." He Dunham. I said, not only is it going to be long, but it'll be boring as well. Would you pray with me, please? And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be perfectly acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Two special events had taken place in little Richie's life, and both of them had made a big impression upon him. First, he had recently been baptized. And second, he had become the proud older brother of their new baby, little Stevie. So on Sunday morning, Dad said, "Let's all get ready for church." To which Richie responded, "Yes, and we can take little Stevie with us and we'll get him advertised." I think he may have meant baptized, but getting him advertised wasn't too far off the mark, because baptism is never really a private affair. In baptism, we make a public declaration that we belong to God, or the child that we bring belongs to God. We know from the Holy Scriptures that baptism is a moment when the Holy Spirit descends upon us or upon the child whom we bring. And it is real. This is not mere symbolism. This is real. The Holy Spirit, God, the Holy Spirit, the real and living Holy Spirit, descends upon that person being baptized. And that moment makes a big difference in that person's life. When the Holy Spirit resides within a life, then that life can never ever be the same again. And in our lectionary gospel reading today, we read of Jesus coming to John the Baptist to be baptized in the Jordan River. Now, I'm pretty sure that most of you are quite familiar with this scripture reading. You've read it many times, probably heard it preached upon many times. But have you ever questioned it? Have you ever questioned it? Rudyard Kipling wrote a number of short stories entitled The Just So Stories. And one of these stories is called The Elephant's Child. The Elephant's Child. And this story tells a fictitious version of how the elephant's child, this elephant, got his trunk. It's a good story. You should read it. The young elephant involved has an insatiable appetite for asking questions. So also out of this neat little story comes a very good guide to asking questions, to asking the right kind of questions if you are seeking information, if you're trying to find out stuff. So this little poem comes right out of Rudyard Kipling's The Elephant's Child. "I keep six honest serving men. They taught me all I knew. Their names are what and why and when and how and where and who. These are what we call open questions. The lesson being that if we ask someone a question beginning with one of these words, we will receive information in return. So they are called open questions. Ask a question beginning with these words, and we are opened up to further information or to knowledge. However, if we are looking for commitment from someone, we would ask what we call a closed question, which generally requires a yes or a no answer. Will you marry me? Closed question. No. Open question. Why not?" You get the idea? Closed questions for commitment, open questions for information. Now then, for a bit of fun, you can take this technique and you can apply it to our scripture reading. And what I want us to do is to take our gospel lectionary reading for today and try out this technique, okay? So first of all, Luke chapter 3 and verse 15 says, the people were waiting expectantly. What open question could you ask here? What could you ask? You could ask, what were they expecting? What were they expecting? And the answer is actually right there in the text. They were all wondering if John might be the Messiah. Think of an open question now. They were all wondering if John might be the Messiah. Why would they be thinking that John might be the Messiah? In verse 16 of this reading, John talks about the one coming who will baptize them with the Holy Spirit. John is talking about the Holy Spirit. Open question. How does John know about the Holy Spirit? How does he know that? Verse 21 tells us that Jesus was baptized too. Jesus was baptized too. So if John's baptism was for the repentance of sins, and Jesus was without sin, open question, why did Jesus get baptized? Then verse 22. Verse 22 is not for anyone who does not believe in the Holy Trinity. Because right in that verse, at the beginning of Jesus' earthly ministry, we see the Holy Trinity in action. As he, the Son, was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven. Whose voice? The voice of the Father. You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased. God, the Holy Spirit, descends on God, the Son, and God the Father speaks. The Jewish people lived in expectation of the imminent arrival of their Messiah. I say imminent because they expected it to happen at any time. It was real to them, and the Messiah was coming, and he was coming soon. So when they heard about this John the Baptist and the boldness of his preaching, they asked, could he be the one? Could he be the one? But John put them right. Scripture tells us John answered them all, I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I will come. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. The Holy Spirit and fire. And so by being baptized, Jesus identified with the people whom the Father had shown to him were ready to repent. Jesus fulfilled his Father's wishes by his baptism. A public declaration of whom he belonged to. And next, the most amazing thing happened. Absolutely amazing. And as he was praying, heaven was opened. As he was praying, heaven was opened and the Holy Spirit descended. Jesus' prayer opened the heavens, and as a result of his prayer, the Holy Spirit descended upon him. Wow, that is incredible. Incredible. I wonder how often this happened to Jesus. This opening of the heavens and this descending of the Spirit upon him. Well, it happened every time he prayed. Every time he prayed. And Jesus' life was a practical demonstration of how we should live our lives. If we want a good and a full life, live as Jesus lived. And what did he do? He prayed. He prayed continually. There are 17 different references in the gospel to Jesus' prayer life. Through his prayers, heaven was opened and the Holy Spirit descended. Through prayer, the heavens were opened and the Holy Spirit descended. That is important. He prayed before all of the important events of his life. He prayed as he ministered to people. He prayed before his miracles. He prayed for others. He prayed for himself. He prayed as he hung dying on the cross of torture and pain. Father, forgive them. He prays for you and he prays for me, even right now in heaven. Hebrews 7 and verse 25 tells us he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them. He always lives to intercede for them. What does that mean? He's praying for you right now in heaven before God the Father. That's how much he loves us. He prays for us all the time, even now. And it was through prayer that the will of God the Father was revealed to God the Son. That's what we pray for. Every time we say the Lord's Prayer, what do we say? We say, "Thy will be done. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." The very effectiveness of your life as a Christian is directly proportionate to your prayer life. Let me say that again. The effectiveness of your life as a Christian is directly proportionate to your prayer life. Every time you pray, you open the gates of heaven, and the Holy Spirit descends upon you and works through you to do his works and to glorify his name. It is your prayers that trigger God's response to reveal his will for you and for your life. Did you realize that you had that kind of power? That you have the power to open the gates of heaven and to release the power of the Holy Spirit? You have that power. That is your gift from God. Do you have any idea what God requires of you in your life? If not, get to praying. When Jesus teaches us in Matthew 7, verses 7 and 8, and he says, "Ask and it will be given you, seek and you shall find, knock and the door will be opened," he's giving us a true philosophy of life. That is how Jesus lived his life. His prayers were the knocking on the doors of heaven, which were then opened unto him. And when those gates are opened, the Holy Spirit descends. And Jesus did not wait until they were nailing him to the cross before he started to pray. He prayed earnestly beforehand in the Garden of Gethsemane, praying so hard that the scriptures tell us that he was sweating drops of blood. Unlike many people today who spend their whole lives ignoring the Lord Jesus Christ, their Creator, until some tribulation descends upon them and their life starts falling apart. And then, as a last resort, they turn to prayer. Since the very beginning of creation, God has been reaching out to gain the attention of his children, of all of his children, yearning to open the gates of heaven. It's what he wants to do. A little girl was sitting on her grandfather's lap, as he read her a story. And from time to time, as he read, she would reach up her little hand and stroke his wrinkled cheek. Finally, she spoke up and she said, "Grandpa, did God make you?" And he answered, "Yeah, God made me a long time ago." "Oh," she paused and said, "Grandpa, did God make me too?" "Yes, indeed," he said. "God made you just a little while ago." She again touched her cheek and she touched his cheek and she said, "He's getting better at it, isn't he?" God, even God gets better at things. After untold efforts to gain the attention of we, his people, his creations, he got better at it and he became flesh. And he dwelt amongst us. God came to us as God the Son. He lived amongst us as Jesus so that we might gain a better understanding of just who and what God is. God is not just our Father way off there up in heaven, but he's with us. And he remains with us even now as God the Holy Spirit. And if you want to increase the influence of the Holy Spirit in your life, Proverbs 1:23 tells us, "Surely I will pour out my spirit on you. I will make my words known to you." And what we now know is that you have the key to unlock the gates of heaven. You can unlock the gates of heaven, and it is within your power to unleash the power of the Holy Spirit. Wow! Thanks be to God. Amen. For our closing hymns, we're going to start by singing an old favourite. And although it's an old favourite, we don't really sing it a lot. We stand and sing to God's glory. What a friend we have in Jesus. before we sing 3:12, a little reminder, next Sunday is potluck lunch. So let's everybody stay. Let's have a great fellowship lunch together next Sunday. 3:12, to be God's people.
Almighty Father, give us a vision of a dying world that needs your love and care. We see the need, the yearning for a Savior. In Jesus' name, grant this our prayer. To be God's people.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all and all whom we love this day and forevermore.
Amen.